On today's show, Honda hits the panic button on EV sales, Corvette dominates at the 12 hours of Sebring, and why automakers should not brag to the automotive media about the awards they win from the automotive media. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 23rd of 2015. Honda is hitting the panic button when it comes to trying to sell the Fit EV. In a desperate effort to keep current customers and bring new ones into the showroom, Honda is slashing monthly lease payments by $60 to only $199 a month, and it will extend the unlimited mileage, routine maintenance, and collision coverage that were included before. The program will also be available to new customers who want to drive a used Fit EV. Well, they certainly need to do something. According to Ward's data, Honda has not sold a single Fit EV so far this year, at least not through January and February. The 12 hours of Sebring took place this weekend, and it was a dominant performance for Chevrolet. Corvettes nabbed the first three positions in the prototype class, and Corvette also won in GTLM. To top it off, Chevy Power took home the top spot in the prototype challenge class. Porsche came through with a win in the GTD class, but only because the leading Viper dropped out in the last few minutes. What a race! And you know, I found live streaming of the entire 12 hours online with superb coverage, made even better because they never broke their coverage for any commercials. Still to come, details of Cadillac's new engines, including an exclusive one for the CT6.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Little by little, Cadillac is dribbling out information about its upcoming flagship sedan, the CT6. Now we've learned a lot about one of the engines that will go in the sedan, an all-new 3-liter twin-turbo V6. Cadillac claims it has the highest specific output of any V6 compared to BMW, Mercedes, and Audi. It generates 400 horsepower at 5,550 RPM and 400 pound-feet of torque at only 2,500 RPM. And that is good for 133 horsepower per liter. It also has cylinder deactivation and stop-start. The twin turbo gets bolted to a new 8-speed automatic with a torque converter. That's the same size and weight as the 6-speed it replaces. It was also designed to accommodate a 2-gear transfer case. And you know what that means. The CT6 will offer all-wheel drive. Cadillac is also going to get an all-new naturally aspirated 3.6-liter V6 that will go into ATS and CTS as well as the CT6. That engine also gets a new 8-speed, but one that was designed for lower torque. Lexus is teasing the all-new RX that will debut next week at the New York Auto Show. There aren't any details other than this rear three-quarter shot of the crossover, but we'll get more next week. Coming up next, why automakers should never brag to the automotive media about the awards they win from the automotive media.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Every car company in the world deals on a first-hand basis with the media that writes about its products. And yet, in some respects, they don't know how to deal with the media. And they all make the same mistake. I'll give you an example, and I'm going to pick on Jaguar, but only because it's the latest one to make the same mistake. Jag sent out a press release last week about its new XE, but it was mainly bragging about a glowing article in Car and Driver magazine about the car. In fact, it even had a link to the Car and Driver website. Now, do you think for a second that automotive journalists, who are a very competitive lot, want to get a press release from a car company praising one of their competitors? Hell no. Imagine Road and Track, Automobile, Auto Week, and Motor Trend sending Jaguar copies of glowing articles that they just wrote on the BMW 3 Series. You think Jaguar would appreciate that? Look, I don't mean to pick on Jaguar. I've been to press conferences of plenty of other car companies that brag to us, the automotive media, about the awards and coverage they've won from our competitors. It pisses me off. Sure, go ahead and brag to the public all you want, but not to the rest of the media. It does not make us think better of your car. In fact, it probably does exactly the opposite. Anyway, that's my automotive insight for the day. And that wraps up today's report. Please tune in again tomorrow.